The Greens have introduced a bill to close a loophole allowing hundreds of venues in New South Wales to keep poker machines running during mandatory shutdown hours. The proposed law would require pubs and clubs to switch off pokies between midnight and 10 a.m, a reform backed by experts, community groups and the Independent Panel on Gaming Reform. This week is Gambling Harm Awareness Week, and gambling reform advocates like Reverend Stu Cameron say the bill is a simple, evidence-based step to reduce gambling harm, with late-night gambling linked to serious financial, social and mental health impacts.
Now, look, when it comes to our political leaders, they have all the awareness they need, both at federal and state levels, around the epidemic of gambling harm that's causing a public health catastrophe across our nation, every postcode, every demographic impacted. They know all about that. They're fully aware. We have all the research that we need. And more than that, they know what it takes to prevent that harm and to reduce it dramatically. So in this week here in New South Wales, where it's Gambling Awareness Week, we need to move from awareness to action, particularly on the part of our political leaders, to implement sensible, proportionate gambling reforms, whether it's online gambling or whether it's poker machines.
The Greens have put forward a bill for some of these reforms. What evidence shows that late-night gambling, in regards to these reforms, carries the highest risk of harm?
Yeah, look, there was a study published back in 2024 conducted by Roy Morgan Research and commissioned by the Responsible Gambling Fund here in New South Wales that demonstrably shows that the earlier the hours of the morning, the greater the risk of significant gambling harm. Bottom line is there's nothing good that happens in a pokies den at 3 a.m. in the morning. And simply by reducing access, by reducing the hours that these venues are open, closing down the exemptions where you have 674 clubs and pubs across New South Wales who have the ability to trade beyond the normal operating hours, simply doing those two things will significantly reduce gambling harm and won't have any profound or any significant impact on the vast majority of the community.
I understand that some of these establishments have been operating under a kind of loophole when the current law already requires the six-hour shutdown between 4 and 10 a.m. What's the issue with that arrangement, and like how does the loophole work?
Well, many years ago, hardship exemptions were introduced, allowing venues to stay longer later. And those exemptions have never been re-examined by Liquor and Gaming, by the Licensing Authority, and have just been allowed to continue into perpetuity without being reviewed. We believe that it's now got to the point where those exemptions should be closed down as a matter of course, and if there's any argument for any further exemption, we don't think there is, that they should be freshly applied for. So this is just the reality is it's an exemption that was introduced for a time that has long since passed, particularly when you recognise that poker machine losses continue to climb here in New South Wales at twice the rate of inflation and are at record levels.
And on that note, New South Wales recorded over $2 billion loss on poker machines between only April and June this year. What kind of personal or community consequences are you seeing behind those figures?
Yeah, well, again, here in New South Wales, the government released a prevalence study in December of last year. It was a survey of 10,000 New South Wales residents, and that found that one in five, it's a staggering figure, one in five New South Wales residents are impacted by gambling harm, either because of their gambling activity or someone close to them. That's 1.8 million people. And that's experienced through suicidal ideation, mental health challenges, domestic and family violence, crime, lost productivity, homelessness, housing stress, the list goes on. And so the cost to the community far outweighs the profits that are being earned by clubs and pubs and the taxation revenue that's being earned by the state government. Increased and record-level poker machine losses equates to record-level gambling harm here in New South Wales.
The polling on this reform shows, you know, majority of people in New South Wales support shutting the pokies down between those hours. So realistically, what's stopping that reform from being actioned?
Look, I mean, yeah, it's consistently. We've been surveying every 6 months for the last 2.5 years, and every time it's somewhere between 78 and 82, 83% of New South Wales residents support powering down poker machines between midnight and 10 a.m. So the community wants it. Evidence shows that it will make a really significant difference for those who are most vulnerable to problematic gambling activity. What we require is the will and the courage of our parliamentarians to actually implement the reform that's both desperately needed and also passionately wanted by the community. It aligns. So what's stopping that? Well, it's simply the power of an industry that's had New South Wales in its grip for more than six decades. The clubs and pubs lobby are cashed up. They're powerful. They have a lot of influence around Macquarie Street here in New South Wales. And they have been able to, in many respects, have politicians cowering on both sides of politics, it has to be said, over successive governments and afraid of implementing reform. But we have got to a tipping point here in New South Wales. The community's had a gutful. They want to see sensible, proportionate reforms, not to stop people from having a punt or enjoying a night out at the club or a pub, but to actually introduce reforms that will make a real difference in preventing and reducing gambling harm.
That was gambling reform advocate and Wesley Mission CEO Reverend Stuart Cameron there, ending that story.